Thanks for joining us as we start a brand new series of devotionals. And I'm going to aim these devotions at parents so that you can use these during the summer to interact with your children. I won't be aiming at a certain age group. I'm just going to aim them at parents so that you can then take them and use them for a certain age group. Before we start this new series, Road Rules, I want to tell you, can't thank you enough for your support of the journey. And this summer, we're going to take some time to, we're actually revamping and doing some things better. So we've put together a short survey so that you can learn more about what we offer. And we want to know what you would like us to offer to help us take your relationship with Jesus to the next level. So in the daily devotions, the email, or on the web browser, there's a link that says, take this survey. So be sure, please, be sure to take a few minutes to share your feedback. All right, road rules. Road rules are everywhere, aren't they? Did you know that there are 500 federally approved traffic signs in use today? They tell us when to slow down, when to stop, when to change lanes. They tell us when to take an exit. Road signs direct us to the airports, to zoos, to national monuments, to gas stations, to rest stops. And most importantly, road signs tell you where your favorite road trip restaurant is. I hope it's a diner. In the Bible, there is a book of road signs. It's called the Book of Proverbs. Proverbs is a collection of moral and ethical instruction addressing many aspects of life, things like honoring God, living humbly, being generous, what true friendship looks like, living a life of purity, and how work, our job, fits into God's plan for you. Proverbs is God's guide to wise living. In today's passage, Solomon explains why he put this book together. All right, so here's a summary statement for the book. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. This is Proverbs 1:1-4. To know, here's why I put it together, Solomon says, to know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to youth. Knowledge and discretion, Solomon says. I want to give knowledge and discretion to the youth. So this is the best parenting book ever written. But it's not just for parents. This book is the Bible's one-stop shop, offering everyday wisdom for everyday life. So pack your bags and jump in the car. Let's take a summer road trip together through the book of Proverbs. Father, we will start our journey together through the book of Proverbs. And as we do, we ask that you be our guide. I ask that as parents read these devotionals, that you would help them to take the devotional, to take the truth, and then teach it appropriately to their child. Give us all an attentive mindset to understand, a soft heart to heed the warnings and the instructions, and then willing hands and feet to apply the truth of your word. Thank you for this trip through Proverbs. We pray that you'd be with us as we go. In Christ's name, amen.